I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Apple. APPLE. Text APPLE to 72881 by the end of this hour, and you've got a chance at $1,000. Getting winners all the time. You could be next. Apple is this hour's code word. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner is going to get $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Please don't text and drive. Come on. Apple. Nice. This hour's code word. 12K a day. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART today and get started on a new healthy you. Today is Talk Like Yoda Day.
Someone wrote in, I just turned on the radio to hear you guys say it's Topless Yoga Day.
Oh, Topless Yoga Day.
Imagine my mixed emotions when I realized a minute later it's actually Talk Like Yoda Day.
Yeah, Topless Yoga is a totally different thing than Talk Like Yoda.
Yeah, pig.
Yeah. They're both excellent, though.
One is better by far than the other.
I agree. Talk Like Yoda is hilarious. I can't wait to hear your entries. This is, Vicky's son Eric's Yoda impression. Okay. Here we go. She emailed it in. Oh, my.
That sounds like Gollum.
It does sound a little bit like Gollum. It's like Yoda words with the Gollum voice. He's 8 years old in that video. I guess he's a 13-year-old now, and mom has held on to that clip. So if you want to send us your, look, it's Talk Like Yoda Day. I love Yoda. We talk like Yoda often at my house. So I was like, oh my God, it's my day. So if you talk like Yoda, get a clip of yourself and send it to our email, Sarah or Vinny at RadioAlice.com. Enjoy hearing those. Everyone was very thirsty on Game of Thrones as they filmed this finale. I guess it was just a lot of work. Uh-huh. You know? A couple episodes back, there was the coffee cup.
Yeah,
Starbucks gate. And then yesterday we heard that there was a water bottle on the little dais that they had set up there as, you know, Tyrion gets brought before them by Grey Worm. Turns out there wasn't just one. There were two. There's two different water bottles in this final shot. The first one is at 46 minutes, 19 seconds, but behind Samwell Tarly's foot. And the second is a couple minutes later between the feet of Ser Davos and Gendry, whatever the guy's name is.
I don't understand the people who knit. I get if you watch the whole show and the overall ending is disappointing. Yeah. I understand but to nitpick your show and go frame by frame to find
they're
the mistakes.
They're clearly going frame by frame.
And jump out onto the internet first. I'm the first one to say.
I saw it. I saw it first.
I saw that water bottle first.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, what are you? I thought you liked
the like
show.
People like to look for gaffes, though. I mean, there's definitely, this whole site's dedicated to what do they call it when you're trying to make sure everything looks the same from
just
scene to scene?
Continuity?
Yeah, continuity. Mm-hmm. Like continuity errors. I think those are really funny. Sometimes you don't even notice them until you go to one of these sites and watch video of like, oh, the girl's hair is parted this way. Oh, there's, you know, she's
exactly.
got a beret in this time or whatever
different
it
color
is.
Shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, people just like to, you know, and like you said, people like to be first. You know,
That's it.
I saw the water bottle first.
I'm internet famous.
Yeah, well, isn't that what everyone's trying to be
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that's it.
HBO hasn't responded, but guaranteed, if you watch that today, those things have been scrubbed out. The very next day after the coffee cup thing, I went back to show my family the coffee cup, and it had been scrubbed from the HBO Go. Luckily, we had taped it also just on regular TV, and we were able to find it. So the water bottle thing. So some fans are using these mistakes to support their claims that the final season was rushed and sloppy, and it was. But this stuff does happen all the time, and I'm sure nobody intended for there to be water bottles. Although, really, as they're shooting these scenes, like, doesn't someone sweep the stage with their eyes and go, you guys, we're going to have to get those water bottles out
of
here.
Yeah, so the set director is basically the... There's a script continuity director, and there's a set continuity... For if you're spending $15 million an episode, like, you should not have a water bottle on the set. So that set person... you're right. It seems like everybody was just kind of...
Are they fired from the show that's now already over?
No.
Or are they just so
like,
overwhelmed?
I think they were just over it. I think you're right. I think everyone just wanted to be done.
One website listed goofs from previous seasons of Game of Thrones, which you should look at. I guess accidental laptop power cords and characters. A character who had a pair of jeans on.
Really?
Oh. Just a pair of Levi's. Listen, those have been around for a long time, jeans. HBO, of course, has not responded, but don't worry, those things will be scrubbed out. Hey, there's a link to that if you want to look at that, Hooman. All that right. might be kind of fun.
There was one right more now. The other day that someone had said one of the soldiers was wearing modern day boots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, how, I mean, aren't they all sort of wearing boots? I don't know how you'd tell the difference.
They're what are they called, Vinny?
Timberland.
Oh, Timberland boots. Right. Yesterday, there was a Game of Thrones day at the Giants, and clearly they had not been told what the end of Game of Thrones would be, because the two bobbleheads, one of them is, it says House Bochy at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and he's sitting in the Iron Throne, so it's just a bobblehead, but it bobbles
That's funny.
Into the
sure.
thing, and then the other one, let me see if I can find it here. Let's see. How is this not
even
right
though?
Here?
Even though you know the whatever the end of the Game of Thrones was, it's still funny. I think it's.
Oh, I think it's fun that they do.
Sure.
I love that
current.
They do a Metallica night.
Yeah. Right.
And I just think it's cool. They you know find ways to make it fun to go out to the park.
Yeah.
I guess you had to have a VIP special event package for Monday night's Braves Giants game. Last night at Oracle. It's a Brandon Crawford riding a blue-eyed dragon flying over the stadium, which, again,
cute.
Dragons flying overhead, not good lately.
So I'm looking at these things that you just mentioned about the continuity problems.
Yeah.
The power cord happened. You remember Stannis Baratheon, the guy who burns his daughter at
yeah.
the stake?
Mm-hmm.
As he's Ugh. Dying, there's a power cord that falls out of his pocket that was for his computer. It's there when he's under the tree. And
You're
then,
kidding me.
And Brienne of Tarth goes to kill him. That's when his power cord comes out. Melisandre in season 4, I think, when she's like seducing everyone, looking super hot. She's taking a bath without her necklace. And she still looks super young.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know about the necklace yet. Maybe they didn't even know about the necklace yet.
Right. They hadn't written that yet.
That's so funny.
There's a couple of them.
Looks like 13.6 million viewers for the initial airing of Game of Thrones. And then if you add in replays and early streaming, that figure climbs to almost 20 million. Both of those are new records, not just for Game of Thrones, but for HBO's entire history. The previous highs were set by last week's episode. Which was closer to 19 million, 18 and a half million, it looks like. But they're saying that each episode ultimately is watched by over 40 million people. They're saying season 8 is averaging 44.2 million people, which is 10 million more than season 7's average, which means that in the year and a half between the two seasons, a lot of people went back and watched all the other seasons.
You know, HBO doesn't want the show to end.
Well, of course they don't. They're saying the prequel is going to start next year, like right around the time. Hold on, let me get the prequel story.
All right.
We've already heard that Naomi Watts is going to star in it.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I know about...
As
Cersei's mom, right?
Oh, no. Oh. This is going to be set 5 to 10,000 years before the events that we just watched in Game of Thrones. Unofficially, it's called The Long Night. Let's see. Casting is now underway for The Long Night, the first Game of Thrones successor series ordered to film. HBO has not confirmed that title. They're saying it takes place thousands of years before the events of Game of Thrones. The series chronicles the world's descent from the golden age of heroes into its darkest hour. From the horrifying secrets of Westeros' history to the true origin of the White Walkers, the mysteries of the East to the Starks of legend, Only one thing is for sure. It's not the story we think we know. We don't even think we know anything about the damn story.
Yeah.
Let's see. George R. R. Martin is saying, Westeros is a very different place. There's no King's Landing. There's no Iron Throne. There are no Targaryens. Valyria has hardly begun to rise yet with its dragons and the great empire that it built. They're saying it's a different, older world. And so it sounds like it's really not going to have, except that it's set in the same land. It's not going to have a lot in common.
Is there going to be magic?
I'm sure.
That's cool.
So let's see. I have some casting here. The cast includes right now, you know, a lot of names you don't know. There's some people like someone from the Chronicles of Narnia, George Henley.
Well, we may not know their names now, but
right.
once it starts.
We will know their names,
yeah.
right? I'll prepare to be famous, everybody. It looks like David Benioff and D.B. Weiss, they are not involved at all, thank God. And they're saying that it's going to begin production in early summer 2019, so right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at it could theoretically be on the air in 2020 or 2021. But it's right around
the corner.
Yeah,
it's
keep it going.
Yeah.
Although, I wonder what effect the disappointment of season 8 of Game of Thrones will have on this. I mean, I'll still watch it.
We'll give it a chance.
Well, and the fact that it's not based on any books, you know, that was kind of the nice thing about they had such rich source material to draw from right up until they didn't. And then
did you hear the story that RR's written the books actually and that they asked him do not release these books until after the movie's over?
That would be great news, actually.
Because do you mean the prequel stuff?
No. He means the final
for Game of Thrones that everyone's been frothing over, saying, why hasn't this guy... Sarah's been like, this guy's... There's two books still to come.
Right.
And
at least
one
two.
Of the stories I read was, those books are done, but HBO did not want him to release them until after the movies were... or the series was
right.
over. So he could have them in the can, and they could be ready for release, like... for Christmas time.
That would be great. I would love to see how he... I mean, supposedly, when he sat down with them before they even started this whole thing, he asked the writers, the D.B. Weiss guy and the Benioff guy, how do you think it ends? And they... because he already knew how he thought it was going to end. And that they had some... there was some agreement between all of them how it would come to an end. And that was why he gave them his blessing. And he was actually a consultant for the first few seasons. Mm-hmm. I think as they sort of drew away from the books, he doesn't seem all that happy with what's happened.
What's played out.
So I don't know if maybe HBO paid him not to release those books. And it's possible. I would love that to be true, Vinny. I would love to read those books.
Is that what you were going to say earlier?
No.
What were you going to say?
At the last meeting when...
Bran the Broken and Tyrion are at opposite ends of the table. And the
no, no, no. Sorry. Not the last meeting. When Tyrion is being brought before all of the heads of...
the houses.
Houses. There. Did you know all the people that were sitting there?
There were two people I had no idea who they were.
Yeah, there were two people I didn't know either.
Yeah.
Which ones were the ones you didn't know?
The guy that stood up and was like, well, I've got this resume.
You
oh, no. That
him?
Guy?
That's, you knew that guy?
You know that guy,
who
too.
Who is that guy?
That is the... he's a Tully. And he's the one, he was married off, and then they, he was from, he's like the son of the Blackfish.
Oh, he is?
Edmure Tully, I think his name is. Yeah, him I knew. There was a guy sitting next to him I didn't know, and I just assumed that they're people from other houses.
Yeah, be humble. Sit down. The dude sitting next to Theon Greyjoy's sister I didn't know, the young boy. I didn't know him.
Okay.
Oh, that was Robin from The Air.
That's the guy who was... drinking his mother's milk.
Suckling at the teat.
When he was a little boy.
And now he's quite handsome.
So I was looking at a story and it said something about milk and it had a picture of that boy and the redheaded beard dude or the bearded dude.
Right.
And they're both have different sources of milk they use to become who they are
the
today.
Men they are today.
And I just thought, oh, that's the kid.
Yep.
Honey.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's funny.
So I imagine many people did know that, but I didn't.
But yeah. There were two older men that I didn't recognize at all. As they're going around going,
I didn't recognize.
I'm like, I don't know who
honestly,
that is.
Honestly, I watched that and I knew the sister.
Yeah.
You just mentioned.
Yeah. Right.
And then I knew that Sansa and that, like, the most people missed me.
Well, you saw Gendry or Gendry because he's now the head of House Baratheon. Mm-hmm. But there were two older dudes I didn't know. I just figured they were from, you know, whatever, other houses.
And then the other thing, I just was curious since we didn't hear from whom and what he thought of the ending. Did you like it? Did it wrap up well for you?
I would have loved a Disney ending. I would have loved everyone to, you know, even...
You don't think that was?
Absolutely not. That was the complete... I mean, for God's sakes, Jaime and Cersei are dead.
Well, they deserved it.
Well, how could that end Disney for them?
Well, how about they go down to the, I don't know, basement and they find the secret door and there's a rowboat waiting for them and then Danny and Peter Dinklage see them rowing off and you're like, oh.
And they wave.
And they wave. Everyone waves. Yeah.
Oh, they don't send the dragon after them.
No, she just like would have forgiven.
All right.
That would have been,
That's interesting.
Yeah. Also, it would have been great if she hadn't torched the whole city.
Yeah, well,
that would have been great.
Well, here's the thing, I know a lot of I've read stuff about women being really upset that they turned Danny into a bad guy and but she, it's absolute power corrupting. Absolutely, like she's corrupted. She just can't control herself.
Well, she went bananas.
Also comes from a crazy
she does.
Father.
I actually have been obviously thinking about this a ton, and the thing about the loss of Missandei. Is that was the person who was like a moral compass for her. Mm. She quietly was able to suggest to her that.
Yeah.
I think losing her, she really felt like she had no one and nowhere to turn.
Right.
And even Jon Snow is rejecting her, and
and betrayed Varys, Peter Dinklage.
And then
no one's doing what she wants.
Yeah.
Right. It's just that it's too bad they didn't work that, work the whole she's going crazy into show signs of it
and
earlier.
I saw another thing that I read where they were saying, I can't believe the dragon left. And I thought, that doesn't seem, if I feel like, didn't he ride the dragon because he's a Targaryen?
Yes. Yes.
And no one else could ride the dragon,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So isn't that why the dragon didn't torch him?
Yes.
Because he's...
He wouldn't have died anyway, right? Can a Targaryen not be burned?
Yeah, he would
right.
have come
so,
out.
So, I don't know why people didn't understand that part.
Well, but
if
then
I got that.
That other thing yesterday, I did read another story, and listeners texted us saying that the dragon understood that that Iron Throne is what... killed his mom.
Or possibly, because I've thought about that too. Yeah. Maybe he was like, if she's not going to sit the throne,
no one is.
Right. Do you think he grabbed her and the claw flew away with her because he's going to somehow use dragon magic and resurrect her?
You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's go with that because we're never going to know. The show is over. We can theorize anything we want. If she had just not torched the city, they would have taken the city. It was all set. And then this last one could have been a flash forward to 6 years and she and Jon Snow have married. He's somehow overcome the fact that she's his aunt and they have a cute little inbred kid together. Right.
Yeah.
Lots of dragons. They could have just, they could have Lord of the Rings did. Like at the end of the Lord of the Rings, there's a full half hour of how great life is now that Mordor, the ring is back. And
I'll tell you the other thing I would have liked to have seen.
So his son would be his cousin, right, if they had kids?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but being with your aunt's not as bad as being with your sister,
is it?
Agreed.
No,
it's
not.
Twin sister, yeah.
I would have liked to see the Hound come out of the ashes.
Yeah.
And just be like,
I mean, there's
I
a lot
survived.
Of things we would
the
like to see.
Yeah, his other side's burned.
Well,
how about that?
Did you
he
mention
got his,
the...
his eyes smashed in, though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you mention Jon Snow's rubber sword here?
His rubber sword? Oh,
yeah.
No.
He hops on a horse and there's a sword.
That thing is winging around. Oh, that's funny.
Sarah, did you see did you mention that there's a documentary? A two upcoming 2-hour documentary on HBO, Game of Thrones, The Last Watch, sharing behind the scenes secrets from
I'll watch that.
From
I'll
season
watch
eight.
It. Damn it. Yeah, they didn't have any extras this time.
Oh, they didn't?
Yeah, no. Normally there's like, you know, a few minutes of like inside the episode and everything. They must have put a whole thing together.
There's a trailer for this. We'll post it at the Sarah and Vinny page.
Another thing I want to post at the Sarah and Vinny page is there's a mashup of all the main characters from Game of Thrones rapping the lyrics to Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, it's very visual. We'll play a tiny chunk of it. But basically, they found them saying all of the words from Ice Ice Baby and spliced it all together. Here's a little... Anyway, it uses all 8 seasons, and you can find that at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
That's
as well.
Silly.
People on Twitter have been like, the challenge is summarize all of Game of Thrones in a single tweet. Here's a couple of them. Doomed love and incest leads to multi-generational conflict for power across 7 kingdoms. Starts and ends with mad rulers burning down people. And finally, the least interested guy becomes king in a pseudo-show of democracy where only whites vote. Oh, and zombies. Hang on, let me get to the next page. porn with sword fights, which I think is well summed up. Shakespeare, but with zombies, dragons, and an odd fixation with castration. 7 years of winter is coming. 7 years of winter is coming finally came in the 8th year and lasted an hour. And then we were tortured for a few more hours to see a king and a queen rule. So that's a trending thing on Twitter if you want to try and sum it all up in one sentence. Hmm. And people with disabilities are upset that they're calling Bran the broken. They say after 8 seasons of actually being good advocates for someone who is disabled, you know, still being a viable person. Now they've named him Bran the Broken and everyone's upset.
It's kind of messed up.
And finally, Sophie Turner's year-old arm tattoo was a Game of Thrones finale spoiler all along. She has a wolf, the sigil of the House Stark, which is the wolf. And under it, it says, "The pack survives." And they're saying, oh, she was giving us a hint all along. Because the pack did survive. Mm-hmm. Theirs is the only one who did. Of course, they've lost a lot of members along the way, starting with their dad. Spoiler
alert.
And
their brother. And yep. Theon.
This is the redhead?
Yes, Sophie Turner.
And where is this on her? Is that her leg or her forearm?
I want to say it's her arm, but it says arm tattoo.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying a year after she played Sansa Stark.
I like that.
I know. It's a good one.
It's really
well
done.
Actually. Very simple. The pack survives. There you go. There's your 7 o'clock trash. What's coming up, Vin?
If your person likes their birthday, don't forget it. And more after these.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is the last rainy day forever. Just get through today. You'll be all set. Today is Talk Like Yoda Day.
We've asked for your help.
And hello, Alice listeners. Thank you. You've sent something. Katie says, I'm such a dork. This is Katie from Livermore.
Well,
you
done.
Are a total dork, Katie. That was a terrible Yoda. You have to email it to us. There's something up with our text thing. It's changed. And so if you want to, you know, let us hear your very best Yoda voice, please. Today is Talk Like Yoda Day. Send it to Sarah or Vinny. At RadioAlice.com.
The Radio Alice Report.
Yeah, the texting thing. What's the opposite of new and improved?
Old and crappy.
There you go. That's
old and worse.
Working right now.
Yeah, that sucks.
Guys, take it easy.
This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. So the Warriors win. The Warriors win.
Yeah.
Fifth time in the finals in 5 years.
Right. Yes. The 5 years straight they've made it to the finals is what the record. So we have a total of 6 rings the Golden State Warriors do. But most recently, 2015, 2017, 2018, this, if they are able to complete their goal this year, that would not only be 4 in 5 years, but the three-peat.
Right.
The
Has anybody else three-peated? They must have, right?
I think the name comes from the Lakers, who three-peated twice. Mm.
I think the Bulls and Boston would be in that, too.
Boston.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I think the name three-peat came from Mike Riley. Is it Mike Riley?
Pat Riley,
yeah. The coach of the Lakers. Yeah. I think he actually
trademarked it.
Funny. The Celtics, the Lakers, the Bulls, the 76ers, and the Detroit Pistons have all won three in a row.
Huh.
And hopefully, fingers crossed,
we add the Warriors to that list.
Right. So anyway, they're off now as the Raptors and Bucks are still playing in the Eastern Conference Finals.
We want that to go to 7.
We want the Raptors to win tonight to extend the series.
All right.
Sharks also play tonight at 5 o'clock. This is in St. Louis, and it's a must-win.
Come on, Sharks.
And just to mention the name again, free tattoos today to the first 40 people at, was it State of Grace?
Yes.
State of Grace in San Jose.
So...
Sorry, I misspoke. Only the Celtics and the Lakers have won 3 in a row.
Oh.
They're the only two.
Not the Bulls?
The Bulls have two. Yeah, sorry. The Bulls. Those are the three. Okay. 91, 92,
Wait,
93.
I thought the Bulls did it, too.
96, 97, 98.
All right.
In fact, I think it was like one of those weird things that Michael Jordan won 3, retired and played baseball for 2 years, and then came back and won 3 more.
That's exactly right.
Oh, wow.
So.
What a legacy.
Yeah. All right, this next story is a doozy.
Okay.
It's on the front page of today's Mercury News. Let me ask you if you remember the name John Philip Walker Lind.
John Lind. I don't think I do.
He also was going by the name, not he was using it, he was being called it the American Taliban.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's the young man that was swept up after 9/11, having been a guy from, I think, Mill Valley or somewhere here in Marin.
Right,
yeah.
That had gone overseas and was studying there and had joined the Taliban. Mm-hmm. And let me get the picture.
I totally remember this guy. I don't remember the name, but.
That's the picture that was circulating at the time
when
he was arrested. This is his mugshot.
Or he just looks like a regular kid.
Right.
Yeah, he'd grown his hair out and his beard out.
Anyway, it looks like he's about to get out of jail after having served his 20-year sentence.
Holy cow.
Well,
has
it
really been 20 years?
He only served 17 or 18 out of a 20-year sentence.
Wow. Mm.
So he's leaving an Indiana federal prison, after serving most of his 20-year sentence. Mm. So now, of course, the victims of... The families of the victims of 9/11, some are hoping the best for this young person and others are saying he's a threat. So,
well, it's hard to know, right? Prison doesn't necessarily make you a better person.
This is, and I had it, and then, sorry, I'm reading this off my pad, and that doesn't always work.
I was hearing this morning, Vinny, that his dad, of course, is a local person and teaches at a few colleges around here and has stuck by him and believes his son has changed and has denounced the Taliban.
Well, let's hope so, because he's getting out.
Yeah, and coming back home.
The dude's story is, and this is from the paper this morning, the Mercury News, Lynn was the middle child of a Buddhist convert mother and a lawyer father who was raised Catholic and Larry later married a man.
Oh.
Lynn embraced Islam at 16, inspired by Malcolm X, and went to Yemen at the age of 17 to study Arabic and the Quran. Mm. That is
heavy.
That is a passion for religion.
Mm.
Anyway, I guess he had come back home and then went back again to further his studies, and that's when he joined the Taliban. And after the 9/11 bombings, mass murders, the war began, and he ended up in it. So, again, that's John
Lind.
Philip Walker Lind. Looks like he'll be freed any minute now, if he hasn't already.
Well,
Trip, that's a lot. Like, a lot of time has passed.
Yeah.
But I feel like not enough. Why is he getting out?
Oh, well, I don't know about that. I'm just tripping out on... It's been 17, 18 years since mm-hmm. that happened.
It is incredible how fast time has gone. Well, we've been sitting in these chairs.
I was going to say, we've been sitting here. Mm-hmm. We were sitting here.
Yep.
There's a woman named Georgia Zawacki, who lives in West Newton, Pennsylvania. She had a birthday on Wednesday and turned 55.
All right. That's a significant birthday.
She expected her new boyfriend, David Ray, to do something. They've been living together for 4 months now.
Yeah.
New couple.
Yeah, just, you know, take me out to dinner.
He didn't do a damn thing.
Oh.
That David Ray. I guess not anywhere. He didn't get her a present. He didn't buy her a cake. Didn't even get her a card.
Oh. Not even a card. Did he say happy birthday?
So after Georgia's...
Happy birthday. You can do stuff to me. Go ahead.
Spent her birthday drinking vodka. She wound up grabbing a box cutter and went after him.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
David ended up with...
Maybe she has some problems anyway.
Cuts on his arms, defense wounds, and Georgia was arrested on several charges, including aggravated assault and reckless endangerment.
On her birthday. Well, that just goes to show you, like... You really need to know where people that you're with stand on birthdays. Some people are really into birthdays. Other people truly don't care. Other people say they don't care, but deep down they really just want a little gesture of some sort. You know, it's always just safer to go with a small gesture. I was thinking of you. Because otherwise, the vodka-drinking woman that you've moved in with is going to cut you. That is the end of that relationship, right?
Well.
And that's over.
Hope so.
Sure, he has some scars, but he got off easy.
He didn't die.
Well, and he didn't marry her.
Right.
Get out of there, buddy. Don't stay. Speaking of the 10 biggest decisions we make in our lives, getting married is number two.
Oh, number two? Having children, number one?
Number one.
Yeah.
Whether or not to have kids is the biggest decision we make in our lives.
It is life-changing.
Well,
just
the weird
Benny.
Part is how many people don't seem to think about it at all.
Mm. Well, this happened to me, so I'm going to do this.
Well, and multiple times. Mm. Keep doing it.
Oopsie. I've got five now.
That takes so much work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a huge decision. You should absolutely have thought through whether
should
you can afford this. Do you have the time for this? Do you really want this? Mm-hmm. And then,
people do. There's a drive to procreate. No question.
Well, but...
Oh, I'm not saying that everyone should or that it's the right decision for everyone, but...
You can rubber the drive to procreate.
Yeah, you can.
You mean you could have that good time.
Yeah, there's other...
With the birth control in place.
Yeah. People do want to reproduce, though. People want children. You know, so when they find themselves pregnant, they go, oh, well, this is happening.
All right.
I think some more consideration should go into it than that, but...
I do, too.
You know, that's for us. For us, that was the right thing, to think these things for other people. You know, can't tell people how to live.
The biggest decisions in our lives are number one, whether or not to have kids. Number two, getting married. Number three?
Divorcing.
No, divorce is on there, though, at nine.
Oh. Where to go to school? College?
A big move to a new home.
Oh.
Is number three.
I make that decision all the time.
You got your eye on something right now?
No.
A mobile home.
Yeah, I want to run an RV. Thinking on that.
Learning to drive is on the list. That is a biological imperative.
Apparently it isn't, Vin. I have one kid who couldn't get his license fast enough. The other one who's just like, I feel like I don't really. I'm like, oh my God. Kid needs an Uber card.
So he won't do it?
He will. He's going to have to. But he's not motivated to the way that the other kid just couldn't wait. This kid's like, my friend's going to pick me up. Or I'm, you know, will you drive me? I'm like, I guess.
That was damn Billy. That guy, he never had a car.
Oh, really?
He never had a car.
Well, did you drive him around?
Yeah, I drove him around.
He didn't need one.
He never had a car.
Did he have a license?
I think he had a license, but he never. And the thing was, is, you know, getting a car, at least for me and my friends, I can't speak for everybody. We all had to pay for the damn things. Mm. So everyone had to have jobs and everyone had to.
Yeah.
And my parents pulled the thing when I couldn't pay for the insurance.
Yeah.
They pulled it. My dad disabled it. And that's when I stopped quitting jobs. That's when I was like, okay, I have to stay employed.
If I really want to have a life here.
I can't be without my car. Right. I have to keep it.
Is purchasing a vehicle on that list?
Well, figuring out how to save or spend your money.
Mm. Mm. Those are big decisions.
Yeah.
When to retire, buying property with your significant other.
Mm.
Ooh. Because, you know, how you gonna divvy that up later?
That's not why.
Deciding to break up when you're in a serious relationship and quitting a job, all in the top 10 of biggest decisions we make. Just missing the top 10, getting a pet, quitting smoking.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's life-changing. If you can pull it off.
Yeah, but I feel like it's more about can you pull it off.
Right. You can decide to all you want.
Right.
It's when you actually do it. It should almost be under the list of accomplishments or failures.
Well,
10 biggest failures of our life.
It depends on how you look at it. I mean, I really feel like I quit smoking, and I loved smoking. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, well, because the little addict in you was like, I love when I hit those pleasure centers with the nicotine that I need so badly.
But not repeatedly taking in smoke and killing myself is not really something to be applauded. Like,
right.
That's just regular breathing, regular air seems like normal everyday stuff.
Yeah.
For people. So.
Yeah, except that when you're addicted to something.
I know, it's hard to quit.
It's hard to quit.
It was hard.
Yeah. You say it's one of the hardest substances to quit.
All my stupid energies.
So listen, kids, just
don't start. Right. With the vaping, too, we're talking about.
Yeah.
You weirdos.
Well, because you're becoming addicted to nicotine.
Bubble gum smoke.
Right.
Who wants that? Or water vapor. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please.
Don't.
Text.
And.
Drive.
Mm. Well said, you guys.
Thanks. 408 says, what about John's wolf being there at the end? What about it?
Yeah, what about it? Of course it was there.
So they're back together.
That was the most important reunion.
Was it?
Not
patted him
I
real quick.
Care.
He had a missing ear, right?
Yeah, well, you know, he was in that fight with the White Walkers. Lucky that's all he got.
Battle wound.
Right. Would it be good if like half of the side of him was shaved and it was all wrapped up? You know, he had like one of those cone of shames on. That would have been good. He had some problems. Dog's got some problems. I mean, wolf, whatever. I like that he rode off into the woods. That's good. You know, he's just going to go find a nice wilding girl.
Well, there's no one to protect anymore.
Right?
The wall.
I know. Tear down the wall. Tear down the wall.
Oh, what time is it? Oh, it's bad time. Okay, never mind.
Oh, did you have another story?
Well, I know. I had a 9 o'clock birthday wish, and I'm like,
oh, yes. Okay. That's not what time it is.
It's not the time. In the last 5 years, I, too, went through god-awful dental work, and like Yuzi and maybe Human, I, too, am fearful of the dentist. I get anxiety a week before, and it takes everything to get me in there. Yeah. Ugh. But once my appointment is done, I feel amazing. So, yes, get your dental work done, people. Bad teeth is no joke. And I agree with Human. I used to feel sick when my teeth weren't being cared for. Ugh. Love you guys.
True story.
Yep. Gotta do it.
Are you getting implants or a bridge?
Oh, I'm going to eventually get implants. But there's some... You know, stuff that has to happen. It's you know, another at least.
But we're going to get rid of all the infections in your mouth. And everything. So no more bacteria. And hopefully that'll, you know, help your whole system. They do say your health starts in your mouth.
Right.
Did you have bad breath?
No.
Did you have a taste in your mouth?
I didn't have a taste. I didn't have bad breath. And I didn't have any pain. Nothing.
And yet you had four
festering.
Heavily infected teeth.
Heavily.
So it wasn't until they actually started to be painful.
No, they weren't painful.
Then
was
how
no pain.
Did we find out about this?
Because of my back.
Oh.
and someone looked in your mouth and went, holy crap.
Yeah.
Some crap going on here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And now they've yanked out four and one more at least is coming out.
At least.
Boy, oh boy. With no pain.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Monster and heroin and more.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.